Thank you. Well, I would like to congratulate for the document. I think it's obviously you can always find things to improve, but I think it's a good advance. And I also think that one of the crucial points is to be working with urban planning and spatial planning, at least in Spain. When I try to work with areas related with what we're doing in the PEP, I always try to sit with transport, with urban planning, and obviously with health and environment, and I'm representing health. But I think it's one of the crucial points, and it's also linked with all what we're talking about proximity, about the 15-minute city, etc. So it's not only about transport, but about how we really are constructing our urban environment. And also related with health, indeed, when we're talking about sustainability of health centers and the health sector, health centers take into account aspects of mobility in Spain. But the same, if you're in a health center, you cannot put infrastructure in place. You cannot change how where people live, where people have to move around to go to some places. You can obviously work with proximity on your own services, but in Spain, probably is different than in Slovenia. We have the system that it's really, really close to where the people live. So in that aspect, maybe we have a different situation, but you really, again, have to work with urban planning. So I think that it's one of the key points that we have to take into account, at least at national level, if we cannot do it at international level, but at national level, and also working with regional and local levels, that most of the competencies, at least in Spain, are there. So I think that we have to work at national level a bit broader than only transport, health, and environment.